这个首先哈，向弟兄姊妹这个抱歉一下。
First of all, brothers and sisters, I would like to make an apology.
有的弟兄姊妹说，你现在怎么讲到声音不够洪亮
？And some brothers and sisters said, how come your voice loud, recently does not sound as loud as before?
因为这几天呢，正好着凉。
Because I caught a cold these few days.
所以。这个声音呢，从 男高音变男低音。
Therefore, my voice has from the tenor to the bass.
抱歉，不，我希望弟兄姊妹能够后面都能听得见。
Again, I apologize, but I hope brothers and sisters who are sitting in the back could hear me.
我想这样的声音后面听得见吗
？Now, could you hear me now, standing there? 好，
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
我想我们还是开头的时候先读一点圣经。
Again, we would like to read a few portions of Bible to start today's fellowship.
我们请弟兄姊妹打开约翰福音。
The Gospel according to John.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
约翰福音第四章。
Chapter 4.
第十三节和十四节。
John 4, verse 13 and 14.
耶稣回答说：凡喝这水的还要再渴，人若喝我所赐的水就永远不渴，我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。
Jesus answered and said to her, whoever drinks of this water will thirst again, but whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirstBut the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water, springing up into everlasting life.
启示录第七章第十七节。
Revelation 7:17.
因为宝座中的羔羊必牧养他们，领他们到生命水的泉源，神也必擦去他们一切的眼泪。
For the Lamb who is in the midst of the throne will shepherd them and lead them to living fountains of waters, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes.
第十四章第七节。
Chapter 14, verse 7.
他大声说：“应当敬畏神，将荣耀归给他，因他施行审判的时候已经到了。应当敬拜那创造天地海。”和众水泉源的
saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to him for the hour of his judgment has come, and worship him who made heaven and earth and the sea and the springs of water.
第二十一章第六节
Chapter 21, verse 6.
他又对我说都成了，我是阿拉法，我是俄梅戈，我是初，我是终，我要将生命泉的水白白赐给那口渴的人喝。
And he said to me, It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give the fountain of water of life freely to him who thirsts.
我们看两处旧约的圣经，耶利米书第二章十三节。
2:13 from Old Testament.
耶利米书第二章十三节。
The book of Jeremiah 2:13.
因为我的百姓做了两件恶事，就是离弃我这活水的泉源，为自己凿出池子，是破裂不能存水的池子。
For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewn themselves cisterns, broken cisterns they cannot hold water.
撒加利亚书第十三章第一节。
Zechariah 13:1.
那日必给大卫家和耶路撒冷的居民开一个泉源，洗除罪恶与污秽。
In that day, a fountain shall be opened for the house of David and for the inhabitants of Jerusalem for sin and for uncleanness.
我们早晨已经和弟兄姊妹讲到。
This morning we talked to brothers and sisters.
主耶稣十二个门徒里面，约翰是活得最长的。
That among the 12 disciples of Jesus Christ, John was the one who lived the longest.
主所以留他活在 最末了，第一世纪的末了。
And the reason that the Lord kept him alive until the end of the first century.
因为神要叫他做一个恢复的工作。
It's because God wanted him to do this recovery work.
因为当时教会的光景已经从生命开始偏离。
At that time, the condition of the church had already deviated from life.
他们在生命的经历上面有重大的失落。
They have lost so much in experiences of life.
所以神就特别把约翰留在最后。
Therefore, God especially left John toward the very end.
我们知道从约翰的指示里面告诉我们生命是最重要的一件事。
We know from the ministry of John,that the life is the most important thing.
生命也是最宝贵的一件事。
And also, life is the most precious thing.
也是包括一切所有的事情。
Which also included all things.
我们可以说，我们都知道，神把他的儿子耶稣基督给我们，就把一切都给了我们。
We all know this. God has given His Son Jesus Christ to us, which means He has given us all.
但是我们知道，主来的目的。要把生命给我们。
But we know that the purpose of the Lord's coming is to dispense life to us.
所以当我们从主领受了这个生命，
So when we receive this life from the Lord,
我们可以说是领受了神所有一切的丰盛。
We could say that we have received all the fullness of God.
所以约翰在晚年的时候，
So at the last days of John,
他用了主耶稣所说一些最简单的话，把主来到地上的目的把它说清楚。
He made it clear of the very purpose of our Lord coming to this world using the simplest words that our Lord had said.
主说我来了叫人得生命。
The Lord said, I've come to give you life.
我们每一个基督徒都应该牢记这句话。
So every Christian should remember well this statement.
并且呢，把这句话摆在我们整个生活的中心部分。
And also place this statement in the very center of our life.
我们在地上追求什么呢？
What is it that we're pursuing after on the earth?
弟兄姊妹，不是追求一些的知识。
Brothers and sisters, we're not pursuing after knowledge.
不是追求这些工作。
Nor work.
也不是追求所谓的能力恩赐。
Nor power, nor gift.
我们所追求的乃是这个生命。
What we are after is this very life.
因为主来的目的是给生命。
Because it is the Lord's purpose to come to life.
我们基督徒在生活中所要得着的就是生命。
So we Christians in our life is to gain this life.
在约翰福音第一章里面，
In 1 John,
约翰也告诉我们说呢，生命在他里头。
This life is in him.
因为神是借着他的儿子把这个生命带来的。
Because through his son, God has brought his life.
你知道吗？直到今天，这个生命在我们的里面，还是在基督里。
Do you know this? Until today, this life in us is also in Christ.
因为神知道我们这些人靠不住的。
Because God knows that we're not trustworthy.
如果是光把这个生命直接的摆在我们的里面。
If God just placed this life in us.
我们很快就把它破坏掉。
Very soon we will destroy it.
所以生命在他里头。
Therefore, life is in him.
他与我们联合，他住在我们的里面。
He is united with us and he indwells us.
所以基督徒需要到主这里来得生命。
So Christians come to the Lord to receive the life.
所以每一次我们亲近主。
So every time we draw near to the Lord.
因此我们都是为着更多从他得生命。
Beloved, it's simply to gain more life from him.
所以主耶稣曾经对犹太人说。
Therefore, Lord Jesus once said to the Jews.
你们查考圣经，你们以为内中有永生。
You search the Bible, scripture, thinking there is life in it.
然而你们不肯到我这里来得生命。
But you're not willing to come to me to get this life.
是主的话是多么重要呢，对不对？
Yes, the Lord's word is so important, isn't right?
但是我们读主的话要从基督得生命。
However, when we study the Lord's word, we have to receive life from Christ.
很简单的说，如果读圣经，你没有摸到圣经中的基督，你就没有得到生命。
Simply put, when you study God's word, if you do not touch upon the Christ, you haven't received life.
所以我们可以看见神做事情有他自己一定的原则的。
Therefore, we know that when God does work, he has his own principles.
我们没有一个人可以做神的谋士。
None of us can be God's counselor.
在属灵的事情上面呢，我们是完全不能替神出主意的。
In the spiritual matters, none of us definitely could not devise anything for him.
我们只能顺从神的带领。
We could only follow his leading.
所以如果我们按照他的原则行事, 弟兄姊妹, 我们就自然, 这就是属灵的结果。
So if we walk according to his principles, then we will receive the spiritual fruit.
所以圣经称我们的主为生命的主。
Therefore, the Bible calls our Lord the Lord of life.
你任何时候碰到他, 你都得生命。
Anytime you touch upon him, then you receive life.
我们都知道圣经, 是我们神的旨意是他的儿子。
According to the revelation of the Bible, we know that God's purpose is his son.
基督是全本圣经的中心。
And Christ is the very focus of the whole Bible.
但是如果我们要经历基督呢?
But for us to experience Christ,
我们必须在生命的里面。
This has to be done in
你摸不到生命, 你根本就没有摸到基督。
If you cannot touch the life, you cannot touch Christ.
啊, 我们常常听见有人鼓励我们, 你要好好地爱主。
We often hear people encouraging us to love the Lord dearly.
我们怎样爱主呢?
How do we love the Lord?
不是说呢, 我们说一些这个有感情的话, 就是爱主。
It's not to say some emotional words showing your love.
不是说, 哎呀, 我们用多大的情感来表达我们爱主。
It's not to show, pour out your emotions to show that you love the Lord.
真正的爱主是跟随主的生命。
He who truly loves the Lord is the one who follows his life.
你活在这个生命的里面,
you live in this life.
啊, 你才真正的爱主呢,
this is the one who truly loves the Lord.
我们晓得神差遣圣灵住在我们的里面,
we know that God has sent the Holy Spirit to indwell us.
圣灵在我们里面有一个很重要的工作。
Therefore, the Holy Spirit has this very important work in us.
他坐在哪里呢?
Where does he work?
他是坐在生命的里面。
He works in life.
啊, 我最近一两年和我们的弟兄姊妹们讲到这个生命的事。
In these 1 or 2 years, I have been talking to our brothers this matter of life.
有些弟兄姊妹告诉我说, 你如果讲圣灵的引导什么我清楚,什么叫生命的感觉? 我不太清楚。
And some brothers and sisters say that if you say the leading of the Holy Spirit, I can understand, but I really don't understand what is this sensing and consciousness of life.
其实这不是两件事。
Actually, these are not two different things.
我们知道是圣灵重生我们。
We know that we're being born again by the Holy Spirit.
把生命带到我们的里面。
And he has brought this life to us.
然后圣灵呢, 是在这个生命中来引导我们。
And the Holy Spirit is leading us in life.
所以我们光讲圣灵的引导,
so if we only talk about the leading of the Holy Spirit,
那个还是没有摸到最基本的点。
You still haven't touched upon the very basic point.
圣灵乃是在他, 在主所赐给我们的生命里面来引导我们。
The Holy Spirit always leads us in the very life that God has given us.
那并且呢, 圣灵有一个很大的负担, 就是要引导我们的生命走向成熟。
And also the Holy Spirit has such a burden to lead our life into maturity.
所以圣灵的工作在我们身上就是为使基督的生命能够得着成长能够活出基督的形象。
So the Holy Spirit works in us so that our spiritual life will grow, that we could be conformed to the image of Christ.
所以一个基督徒内里生命的丰富其实内里生活的丰富其实就是生命的丰富。
So for a Christian to say he has this, the riches of inner life is actually the riches in the Holy Spirit.
约翰呢, 深深地知道,
John knows this so deeply.
当时地上教会的光景已经在这些点上有了重大的失落。
All the churches on this point have greatly lost the focus.
所以他写约翰福音。
Therefore, he wrote the gospel according to John.
我们都知道约翰福音这本书跟其他三本书之间呢, 诶, 有不同的地方。
We all know that there are differences in the gospel according to John as opposed to the other gospel books.
因为这一卷书乃是为着恢复生命。
Because this very book is to restore life.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
So brothers and sisters,
早晨我们已经讲到,
This morning we mentioned
约翰告诉我们是道要成为肉身。
John has told us that this word will become flesh.
在第一章里面，他就讲到这件事情。
And in the very first chapter of the book of according to John, he says so.
然后到了第二章呢
？When we come to the second chapter,
我们看见讲到那个迦拿的婚宴。
We see that this wedding at Cana.
那么，约翰呢是用这个故事来说明两种不同的生命。
And John is using this story to explain two different kinds of life.
这个天然的生命呢，就好像那个婚宴里面所用的酒一样，到一个时候就用尽了。
The natural life is just like the wine at wedding feast. To a certain time, it's all used up.
而迦拿婚宴里面那个好酒呢，那个是预表着主的生命说的。
And the choice wine at the wedding feast at Cana represents our Lord.
我们都知道，在约翰福音里面，约翰记载了八个神迹啊。
And the book of John records eight miracles.
是八个生命的记号。
Actually, those are the eight signs of life.
那么这第一个神迹是最重要的一个。
The first sign is the most important.
啊，有读经的人告诉我们，明白圣经告诉我们说呢。一切后面所有的神迹都集中在这个神迹的里面。
Students of the Bible have told us the first sign is most important. All the other signs are based upon the first one.
但今天晚上我的重点不在这里。
However, tonight my focus is not here.
我只是把这个程序呢给弟兄姊妹们稍微说明一下。
I'm simply telling you all the procession here.
好，所以第二章讲到两种生命性质的不同。
So in chapter 2, it speaks of two different kinds of life.
到了第三章了
When we come to the third chapter,
就告诉我们人需要重生
It tells us man has to be born again.
就是需要得着这个生命
That is, man has to gain this life.
圣灵重生我们的意思就是告诉我们说呢，我们可以得着一个新的生命
When we are born of the Holy Spirit, it's saying that we could receive this new life.
所以一个真正的基督徒
So a true Christian
必须是一个重生的基督徒
has to be a born again
是一个里面有得着这个新生命的基督徒
has to be the Christian within himself that he has gained this new life
我们怎么知道我们有没有重生呢
Then how do we know whether we're born again or not
因为生命是有感觉的
because this life has a consciousness
你如果活在这个生命里你尽管有感觉的
if you live in this life you will have the sense
啊，昨天晚上我们的弟兄啊给我们讲到一个很好的例子。
Last night our brother shared a very good example.
他说：“你看，他年轻的时候，他喜欢打这个垒球啊。
When he was young, he liked to play softball.
啊，但是呢，每个礼拜三又有祷告聚会。
But on every Wednesday night, there was also this prayer meeting.
所以我们弟兄里面就有一个挣扎了。
Therefore, there was this struggling in our brother's heart.
这个挣扎从哪里来的
？Where did this struggling come from？
这个挣扎就是从你得着了一个新的生命来的。
It's from this very new life that you have received.
如果他不是一个得救的基督徒，他根本不可能有这个挣扎，
If he is
对不对
not a born again Christian,there's no way that he would have this kind of struggling.
所以我常常讲，对一个已经重生得救的基督徒来讲
，So I often say this to a born again Christian.
要爱世界不容易。
It's not easy to love the world.
虽然我们说呢，好像爱主也不大容易，但是爱世界也不容易。
Although we do say it's not easy to love the world, but to love the world is not easy either.
我们从前没有得救的时候呢，我们爱做什么就做什么了，对不对
？Before we are saved, we would like to whatever pleases our heart, right?
但是等到了蒙恩得救之后呢，你要做这个时候，你就觉得里面这个，不方便。
And but after we are saved by grace, then when you feel like doing this, you feel there is a tugging in your heart. It's not easy to do it.
所以我跟你们这些做父母的人讲一个小小的秘诀。
Now I would like to share with you parents here this little secret.
你要怎么样教导你们的年轻人呢
？How do you teach your young people？
第一个带他得救。
First, have them
里面有主的生命。
So that they would have the Lord's life within.
啊，我记得我那个老二，他读初中的时候。
My second, my younger son when he was in middle school.
有一些比他大的哥哥姐姐们，有些要带他去看电影。
Some older sisters and brothers would like to bring him to movies.
所以他就跑来问我，他说：“爸爸，我可不可以跟他们去看电影
？”So he came to ask me, Dad, can I go with them?
当然，你知道， 很多做父母的，我们心里不太愿意。
Of course, a lot of parents would not like them to go to movies.
因为他年纪太小了。
Because kids are so young.
啊，那么如果我板起脸对他说你不可以去。
Now I could have straightened my face and say, no, you cannot go.
那就可能吵架。
Then it probably would end up a fight between him.
我没有这样说。
So I did not say so.
我对他说什么
？What did I say to him?
我的儿子啊，你去祷告嘛。
Son, just go and pray.
你问问主耶稣啊。
Ask the Lord Jesus.
他说你可以去，你就去了。
If the Lord Jesus says you could go, then you go.
他说不可以去，你就不要去了。
If he says no, you don't.
他就说啊，那一定去不成的了。
Oh, that means I cannot go.
弟兄姊妹们，很简单。
Brothers and sisters, this is so simple.
我们要教导我们的孩子们跟从生命的感觉。
We simply have to teach our children to follow this sensing of the life.
如果一个基督徒真正里面重生得救了。
If a Christian is truly born again.
再来讲，我们在教会中对于这些初信弟兄姊妹的教导，最重要的不是给他很多的道理和规条。
To those young Christians who are recently saved, the most important thing is not to give them all the doctrine, all the regulations.
是要教他怎么样跟着这个生命的感觉走。
Actually, it is to teach them how to follow the sensing of the Spirit.
所以如果你是一个重生得救的人
，If you are a born again Christian,
你里面有主的生命
，Within you there is this Lord's life.
你是一定有感觉的
，Then of course you will have this sense.
如果到今天你还没有这个感觉
，If until today you still have not this kind, do not have.
那么我们自己要回到主跟前去弄清楚我们到底有没有得救
，Then we really have to come before the Lord and figuring out have we been saved or not.
我在很年轻的时候
When I was very young,
我什么圣经道理也不懂
I knew nothing about the biblical doctrine.
因为那时候刚刚得救高中生一个16岁的孩子
Because I was 16 years old, a high school student, I was just saved.
也没有人告诉我你应该做这个应该做那个
And nobody taught me about to do this or not.
但是在我那个幼年的生活里面呢我感觉到主的生命在我里面的教导是非常的清楚的。
But in my young life, I could see so clearly of the teaching of the sense of life.
一直到今天五十多年过来了。
Now 50 more years passed.
我幼年的时候从主那生命中所得到的教导，那个整个过程呢都清清楚楚的。
And the very teaching of the life of the Lord is so clearly.
并且一次从主的生命中得到的教导。终身都不改变。
And once the learning from the life of the Lord lasts forever, never changes.
你们中间有很多弟兄姊妹听过我的这个见证。
Many of you brothers and sisters have heard my testimony before.
像我那个年轻时候这个过马路闯红灯呢。
When I was young, I was crossing the street and running through the red light.
到今天我回想的时候，那个整个过程呢，清楚的不得了。
But even today, as I reflect upon that scene, the whole process, it couldn't be even more clear.
那么一个红灯，那么我看见了，我还照样走。
When I saw the red light, I still went ahead.
但是主在里面责备我。
However, the Lord was rebuking me inside my heart.
教导我。
And teaching me.
我都能感觉到那一天，你看我走在路中间的时候啊，我这两个脚啊像千斤重。
I could really feel that as I walk in the middle of the street, my feet were so heavy, like thousands of pounds of stone.
并且从那一次的经历以后
，and from that experience,
这五十多年过来，我感受我从来再没有故意闯过红灯过。
See, for the whole 50 years, I could say this: I never run through the red light on purpose.
哇，那比任何的老师啊，什么家长的教导都要来得好。
This is far better than any teaching from teachers or parents.
啊，你知道我前不久我到这个山东青岛去。
Not long ago, I went to 山东青岛 in China.
哎，有个弟兄呢，跑来跟我讲，他孙弟兄啊，自从我听见你那个见证以后啊，我再也不闯红灯了。
A brother running to me and saying, "Brother, after I heard your teaching the testimony, I never run through the red light."
不过我说你这个好是好，你是学别人的。
And I say, good as it is, but you are imitating others.
你最好能听见里面的声音，那是更好的。
The best bet for you is to hear the inner voice.
我年轻时候也很多坏习惯。
When I was young, I had so many bad habits.
那么主就一点一点借着生命的感觉都把这些通通对付掉了。
And one by one, through this sense of life, God had dealt with them all.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
So brothers and sisters,
一个人如果真正重生得救,
If a person is truly born again,
他一定有生命的感觉。
He has to have the sense of life.
约翰到晚年就是告诉我们, 甚至告诉我们, 都不需要人教导你的。
And John, in his old age, tells us that you don't need anyone to teach you. Just follow, obey the anointing. And the Holy Spirit will lead us in his anointing.
所以我们知道,
We know that Jesus spoke of born again to Nicodemus.
圣经中啊，尼哥底母是代表着一些事和一些人的。
In the Bible, Nicodemus represents certain people and certain things.
尼哥底母代表属世的富足。
Now, Nicodemus represents the worldly riches.
代表一个宗教的金钱。
Represents the religious piety.
我们想今天在世界上，如果有人这样，有世界的富有。 又有宗教的金钱，那这个人真是已经是太好的人了，对不对？
To us, if a person has this earthly riches and religious piety, we think this is a wonderful person.
但是在神的眼中来看，
But in the sight of God, this is not enough.
所以主耶稣就直接跟他讲，我实实在在告诉你，你需要重生。
So the Lord Jesus told him directly, you need to be born again.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So beloved,
我们从圣灵重生那天开始， 我们里面就有了一个新的生命。
From the very day we're born of the Holy Spirit, we have this new life.
有一个新的性情在你的里面。
We have this new character.
跟你原来的性情完全不一样。
Which is starkly different to the one you used to have.
因此神就要求我们，
Therefore, God demands us.
你做了基督徒之后， 你所有的生活都要根据这个生命。
That after you have become a Christian, everything you do, Do it according to this life. You have to obey this propensity.
在约翰福音第三章第六节那里，还有一句重要的话。John
3:16, we also see this very crucial statement.
主告诉我们说，从灵生的就是灵，从肉身生的就是肉身。The
Lord tells us that that which is born of the flesh is of the flesh, that which is born of the spirit is of the spirit.
你知道这句话是一个生命的律。
Do you know that this statement is the law of life?
他提醒我们。
He reminds us.
你不可能用你肉身的生命产生属灵的事情。
It's impossible to bring out spiritual life through your flesh.
你必须跟着属灵的生命才能产生属灵的生命。
Follow this spiritual life, and then spiritual matters would appear.
弟兄姊妹，这句话是很厉害的一句话。
Brothers and sisters, this is a sharp statement.
如果今天我们没有把这句话能抓住的话，
If you do not hold fast to this statement today,
很可能我们一生在主面前的劳苦努力，到最后整个归于零。
It's very possible that all our life we will labor, we work hard, but toward the end, it's nothing.
所以主告诉我们,
And the Lord tells us,
从灵生的才是灵,
that which is born of the Spirit is Spirit.
从肉身生的就是肉身,
that which is born of the flesh is flesh.
这个中间呢, 没有什么可以妥协的地方的。
In between, there is no reconciliation whatsoever.
所以凡是我们跟从这个生命, 所有的工作，所有的生活，在神跟前，就是有价值的。
All the work, all the living following this life, then is valuable before God.
如果不跟随这个生命，而按照我们自己天然生命的热心，按照我们的热忱努力做的，弟兄姊妹们，都不能在神跟前算得数。
If you do not follow this life, but do everything according to your own zeal or your own labor, everything you do is not counted before God.
这是一个不能更改的律。
And this is a law which can never be changed.
其实神是很恩待我们。
Actually, God has been so gracious to us.
因为他所给我们的生命呢, 里面是包含所有一切的事物。
Because the life he has given us encompasses so many things.
你根本不需要加上什么东西。
You really don't have to add any more to it.
很可惜啊。
But it's quite a shame. Today, most of God's children, we do not know how to live in this life. So So many times we're still struggling in our flesh.
但是弟兄姊妹们,
but brothers and sisters,
约翰告诉我们,
John tells us not only do we need to receive this life,
那么到了第四章,
but also in chapter 4,
他就告诉我们,
he tells us,
这个生命在我们里面,
this life within us is a spring.
啊, 我们知道约翰福音呢, 一章一章地过来,
we know that in the Gospel according to John, chapter by chapter, John is actually explaining the very process of this life.
第四章,
chapter 4
讲到生命是全源,
tells us that this life is a spring.
到第七章,
in chapter 7,
他讲到生命就变成江河了,
he speaks of the life as this river.
约翰告诉我们,
John tells us,
我们所得住的生命在我们里面是个泉源,
the life we have received within us is a spring.
如果我们容许这个泉源在里面涌流的话呢,
if we allow this spring to well up,
它甚至可以变成一条大的江河,
it could become a great river.
啊, 弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
这是何等宝贵的, 一个生命,
oh, what a precious life this is.
我们都知道约翰福音第四章所记载的故事,
we all know the story recorded in 4, chapter 4.
这个故事呢是整个一个背景,
this story serves as a background.
主要的要显出来的是告诉我们说, 主所赐给我们的生命是一个活水的泉源,
to reveal to us that the life the Lord has given us is this spring of living water.
并且这个泉源在我们里面要一直涌流直涌到永生,
and this spring in us will well up all the way to eternity.
弟兄姊妹们,
beloved,
你看见这个主, 圣经用这个撒玛利亚的妇人来说明这件事情,
you see the Bible uses the Samaritan woman to explain this point.
我们都知道这个撒玛利亚妇人是一个可怜的人,
we all know that this Samaritan woman is a miserable one.
她呢, 过着一个犯罪的生活,
she leads a sinful life.
她里面有很大的欲望,
and also she has such great desire, which cannot be satisfied.
有了五个丈夫,
she has had 5 husbands.
那么现在有的一个还不是呢,
and the one she has now is not hers.
所以主耶稣就知道在这里有一个人有极大的需要,
so the Lord Jesus knows that right here there is such a person who has such great need. Therefore, on that day, the Lord Jesus, on purpose, to pass through this valley, and he came to the well of Sychar. In the city of Samaria, all the people live on this well.
主就在这个井旁呢, 等候这个,
and right at the well, the Lord is waiting for this poor woman.
啊, 我们都知道, 后来主跟这个妇人两个人在谈话的时候,
and then we all know this afterward the Lord is talking to this woman.
在这个谈话里面, 我们就晓得这个妇人生活的一个背景,
in their exchange, we come to know the background of this woman, the living.
那么她白天, 不, 她不能早, 早晚来打水,
she cannot come to draw the water during the day and night.
是日正当中的时候, 别人都不敢出来的时候, 她来打水,
but at noon, when the sun is at the highest heat, that nobody comes out, and then she comes out.
我们就晓得她过着一个枯干的生活, 过着一个可怜的生活, 过着一个羞耻的生活,
she's living a shameful, a dried life.
啊, 那么她就到雅各这个井,
so she came to the well, Jacob's well, to draw water.
我们知道约翰特别记载这个这件事情,
we know that John especially records this event,
就是要借着这个故事对我们说话,
in order to speak to us through this story.
所以这个雅各井呢, 有属灵的含义的意思在里面,
so this Jacob's well has spiritual meaning to it.
那么这个妇人讲说, 这是我们的祖宗雅各留给我们的,
and the woman says this well is left to us from our father Jacob.
啊, 他和他的子孙们都从这个井里面打水喝的,
and he and his descendants drew water from this well.
所以这个雅各井第一方面可以代表的是天然世界的一种满足,
Therefore, this Jacob's well represents the natural satisfaction of the world.
我想我们今天生活在地上，我们都是从这个世界呢也得一点满足。
As we live in the world, we all somehow get some certain satisfaction from it.
啊，他这里特别讲这个雅各井。
And especially John speaks of this well of Jacob.
啊，我们都晓得雅各的故事。
And we all know of Jacob's story.
啊，雅各这个名字的意思就是抓。
Jacob's name, the meaning is to grab.
因为他出生的时候啊。
Because when he was born,
他哥哥以扫比他强壮。
Esau, his brother was stronger than him.
先出来了。
Esau came out first.
所以这个接生婆啊，这么把他拉出来的时候啊。
So as a midwife pulled him out.
哎呦，结果发现了他那个小腿上面有一个手。
And realizing that there's a little hand holding on to Esau's leg.
所以雅各是斗不过他哥哥以扫的，但是又不甘心，所以抓他的腿出来的。
So Jacob couldn't win his, over his brother, but he wasn't willing, so he grabbed onto his brother's leg and came out.
所以他爸爸就给他取名叫雅各。
Therefore, his father named him Jacob.
啊，那么今天有很多弟兄们喜欢取 Jacob， 你还不知道这个，要知道这个名字的意思啊。
Today, so many people like to name their children Jacob. You probably don't know the meaning of it.
这个意思就是抓。
Simply, it means.
你看我们今天在这个世界中就是抓这个抓那个。
See, as we live in this world, we are all grabbing this and that.
当然，我们知道这个天然的世界不能叫我们得满足。
Of course, we know this natural world can never satisfy us.
这个撒玛利亚妇人告诉我们说，这个井呢又深呢。
And the Samaritan woman says this well is so deep.
要打一点水很不容易的。
It's not easy just to draw a little bit of water.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，
Brother,
今天你要从雅各井里面打点水上来解渴，非常困难。
It's very difficult today for you to draw this water out of this Jacob's well.
当然，这个雅各井代表着撒玛利亚妇人整个她的背景，她的宗教的一种的敬拜。
This well represents the woman's background as her religious activities.
她是有一种形式的敬拜。
This woman has this formality of worship.
她完全没有办法得到生命的供应。
However, she could not be supplied with this life.
所以主知道在这里有一个人有需要。
So the Lord knows right here there is one who has need.
主说你如果求我的话。
The Lord says, if you ask me,
我就给你活水。
I will give you this living water.
这个活水要在里面一直涌流，直涌到永生。
And this living water will well up in you all the way to eternity.
我们知道在圣经里面的这个井呢，这个字常常就是泉源的意思。
We know in the Bible the word well often is also said spring.
结果那天这个撒玛利亚的妇人从主得着了活水了。
On that day, the Samaritan woman received this living water from the Lord.
她得着了这个泉源。
And she has received this spring.
你看见她做了一些什么事呢
？Do you see what has she done afterward?
她就把那个水罐子丢掉了。
She threw down this water pot.
啊，弟兄姊妹，再也不需要这个水罐子。
Brothers and sisters, she no longer needs this water pot.
你知道，在我们没有真正的能够从主这个生命的活泉得供应的时候啊。
Before we can really be supplied by this living water,
we are
pretty much just like this Samaritan woman.
哎呀，我们整天拎个水罐子。
Every day we just bring this water jar along.
哪里有水呢？就打一点水了，那么来满足一下。
Wherever we could find water, we just draw it out to satisfy us.
我们忘记了我们里面有个生命的泉源。
And we have forgotten that we have this spring of living water within.
你们原谅我这样说。
And forgive me for saying so.
我年轻的时候也是常常拎着水罐子到处去打水。
When I was young, I also carried all this water jars to different places to draw water.
哪里有生命的供应呢？赶快去打一点水。
Wherever there is this provision of life, I just go quickly and try to draw some water.
感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
直到有一天主光照我。
Until one day the Lord has enlightened me.
让我看见我里面有一个生命的活泉。
And showing me that within me there is this spring of living water.
所以我就把水罐子丢下。
Therefore, I simply threw.Throw away this water jar.
弟兄姊妹，不要忘记。
Brothers and sisters, don't you forget.
当你重生得救的时候
，When you were are born again,
你已经得着这个新的生命。
You have received this new life.
这个生命在你里面是一个活泉。
And this life within you is this spring of living water.
哦，如果你知道活在这个活泉的里面。
Oh, if you know how to live in this living, spring of living water.
弟兄姊妹，你就再也不需要水罐。
Brother and sister, you no longer need all these water jars.
直到今天呢，我在到处看见很多弟兄姊妹，还是这个表现情况是这样。
Even up to today, I could see so many brothers and sisters doing the same thing.
常常听见弟兄姊妹讲说，哎呀，到了礼拜天呢。我们就到教会去打水了。
I often hear brothers and sisters saying that, oh, Sunday, let's go to draw water.
啊，感谢主，拎了一罐子水回家了。
Thank the Lord, they bring back home a water jar.
礼拜一、礼拜二还不错。
And Monday and Tuesday, they are doing okay.
礼拜三就差不多快喝完了。
And on Wednesday, the water jar is pretty much dry out.
礼拜四、礼拜五又枯干了。
And on Thursday and Friday, it's totally dry out.
希望下个礼拜天再去打一点水。
So they're hoping that on next Sunday they would go to draw water again.
弟兄姊妹，我们不需要过着这种拎着水罐子的生活。
Brother and sister, we don't have to live a life like this, carrying the water jars
all the time. 生命在你里面是一个活水的泉源。
Because the Lord's life within you is the spring of living water.
所以你看见这个撒玛利亚的妇人遇见了主了。
So you see, this is the Samaritan woman has met.To the Lord. And she has received this spring of living water. And she has such a satisfying joy. She has greatly been released. And set free from this shameful living. And she has gone back to the city and loudly testified.So joyful. She will no longer fear that people would mock at her. Oh, what a release.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
约翰福音第四章,
John 4,
就是用一幅图画告诉我们,
is showing us with a picture
在每个基督徒的里面,
that in every Christian,
都有活水的泉源,
there is this spring of living water.
我好像在弟兄姊妹中也讲过我自己的经历、啊、
I think I have shared with you about my experiences.
我年轻时候蒙召出来服侍主、啊、
When I was young, I was called into the full ministry.
我是很愿意服侍我的主。
I really desire to serve my Lord.
但是有一件事情叫我里面很害怕。
But there is one thing I was very afraid of.
那就是讲道。
That is to preach.
哇，一想啊。下面这一辈子不知道讲多少道啊！
And the moment I thought that along all my life, how many servants I have to give?
因为我们中间很多年长的弟兄姊妹，把这个圣经中重要的真理都已经解释出来了。
And there are so many elderly brothers and sisters, they have already made clear of all the biblical truth.
哇，我看见人一大套一大套的 commentary.
And I could see all this set.Upon sets of commentary.
我心想，我还有什么东西可以讲呢
？And I'm thinking, what else could I say?
哎呀，主拉我出来，这个讲道，这个太苦了。
Oh Lord, this is too much for me to come out to preach.
所以我早先的时候，在主面前这个讲道的时候
So in my early days as I preached,
我心里面也希望说呢，看看呢，能不能呢，读一点这个人的。讲章读一点那个人的一些的解经。
In my heart, I was thinking maybe I should study these people's sermons and other people's exposition.
偷偷的从哪里舀点水来
？And it's like secretly I was drawing water.
然后呢，我就用我自己的话再把它讲一遍。
And I just share it with my own words.
但是主又不许可我。
But God did not allow me to do so.
我也没有受过什么训练。
I was never trained.
哎呀，这是难呐。
So this is so difficult.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
有一天主让我看见。
Until one day the Lord showed
me. 我里面有一个活水的泉源。
Within me there is this spring of living water.
弟兄姊妹们，这四五十年过来了。
40 and 50 years have passed.
就是靠这个小小的。活水的泉源。
I'm simply depending on this little spring of living water.
主让我能一直服侍到今天啊。
And which enables me to serve until today.
我的服侍赶不上保罗，赶不上约翰。
My service lags far behind.
也赶不上历史历代很多这些大的器皿。
And Paul and all those widely used vessels of the Lord.
但是感谢主，主给我这点这个泉源呢。 不仅能满足我的需要，也能供应一点别人。
But thank the Lord that the very spring the Lord has given me not only satisfy myself but also provide for others.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
这个泉源是多么的宝贵呢
？Oh, how precious is this spring！
啊，我们晓得这个泉源涌出来的水叫做活水。
We know that the water that wells up from the spring is called living water.
啊，喷泉出来的水都是活水，不是死水。
All the water gushing out from the spring is living, not dead.
那么这个泉源涌出来的水，永远都是新鲜的。
And this water from this spring that gushes out is always fresh.
所以，如果你懂得活在这个生命的里面
，So if you know how to live in this life.
你的生活永远都是新鲜的。
All your life will be forever fresh.
如果你教会懂得活在这个泉源里面
，If the church knows how to live in the spring.
教会的侍奉敬拜永远都是新鲜的。
All the services and worship of the church forever will be fresh.
我们不需要从外表去加上什么改变什么。
We really don't have to add or increase certain things externally.
啊，很多时候你看见在教会里面一些弟兄姊妹说，哎呀，这个诗歌呢都唱了几百遍了，换一换吧。
A lot of times at the church, some brothers and sisters would say, well, these themes, hymns we have seen hundreds of times, that's changed.
这个调子呢也都是老调了，那么换点新调子。
All these tones are the old ones. Could we sing some new tones?
结果弟兄姊妹们，我们换来换去，这个调子就整天都在换。
So the you keep changing the tunes of this hymn.
那你看这个多累呀、
啊。You see, isn't this tiring?
你只要让里面生命的活泉往外涌。
Just allow this spring within you to well up.
就整个最老的诗歌唱起来也是叫人很受感动。
To flow out, even the oldest hymn would.Touch you so deeply.
你知道我到中国去啊。
You know when I went to China.
有一件事情很有趣的。
One thing is so interesting.
那么那里的弟兄姊妹呢，他们非常的火热。
That the brothers and sisters over there are so zealous.
哇，他们那个聚会起来的时候，那个整个灵啊是非常释放。
When they assemble together, their spirit is so free.
啊，那么他们唱起诗歌来的时候呢，他不像我们呢。
When they sing hymns, it's not like us.
每个人都直着喉咙这么唱的。
Everyone simply sing out of the throat, sing loudly.
声音非常大。
Very loud and booming sound.
那么你们都知道我很喜欢唱诗歌的。
You all know that I love to sing hymns.
但是我到他们中间不能唱。
But when I went there, I could not sing.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为他们唱歌呢，不按照那个谱子唱的。
But because when they sang, they did not do it according to the musical notes.
他也不按照那个拍子来的。
Nor did they sing according to the count.
自来调。
They created their own style.
每个人都自来调，但是他直着嗓门那么唱，声音大得不得了。
Every single one had his or her own style and loud and clear.
所以我到他们中间，我只好不唱。
So when I went to them, I just kept silent.
因为你没办法唱。
Because there's no way for you to sing.
你按这个调子唱，他不按这个调子唱，你看这合不来嘛。
If you sing according to the hymn tune and they don't, there's no way to sing together.
所以有一次我们有一个姊妹啊，她是懂得音乐的，她到他们中间去。
At one time, one of our sisters who knew music and went to them.
她去找那个负责弟兄跟她讲，好不好呢？我呢来教你们大家唱歌。
And the sister went to the brother in charge and suggesting, how about I teach you how to sing?
哎，你们不要乱唱。
Don't sing it in such a messy way.
结果这个负责弟兄怎么跟他讲啊
？And what did the brother in charge tell her sister?
我们这样乱唱啊，鬼就赶出去了。
You know the way we're singing without any order that this could drive out demons.
按你那个准确的唱，鬼赶不出去。
And if we sing so accurately according to your way, the demon cannot be driven out.
哎呀，我到他们中间呢，虽然他们这个唱歌的这个不合拍子、不合曲调，叫我听起来不舒服。
Although when I went to them, that their three singing styles, not according to count, not according to the notes, although make me so uncomfortable.
但是有一件事情不能否认。
But one thing you cannot deny is
蛮有生命的。
that they are full of life.
Oh, 真的是有生命。
Yes, they do have life.
非常受感动。
I was so deeply touched.
啊，弟兄姊妹们。
Beloved.
我从中国回来之后，常常有时候晚上做梦的时候，都梦到他们在唱诗歌。
When I came back from China, sometimes at night, I dream of them singing.
印象深刻。
It has made such a deep impression in my heart.
对基督徒来讲，重要是要让这个生命活泉在里面涌流。
So, brothers and sisters, to Christians, the most important thing is to allow the spring to well up.
歌是老的。
Even though the hymns are old.
但是那个感觉是新鲜的。
However, the feeling is forever fresh.
因为泉水出来的永远都是新鲜的。
Because this spring water, as soon as it comes out, it's always fresh.
所以这是个秘诀。
And this is a secret, do you know it?
如果我们懂得活在这个生命的里面。
If you understand how to live in this life,
我们就不在乎这些外面的东西的这些改变。
We really don't care about the outward changing.
像有些基督徒常常会注意，哎呀，我们这个教会的形式啊太死了，是把它改变改变。
Some brothers and sisters would often say, "Oh, our church's format is so dead. Let's make a change."
但是你也找不出一个什么更好的方式。那么来使这个聚会活啊，对不对？
But then at the same time, you do not cannot find a better way to make the gathering more lively.
最重要的是什么呢？
So what's the most important thing?
形式是死的，人是活的。
The format is dead, but the people are alive.
这个才是重要的。
This is what is important.
我们每个弟兄姊妹如果都叫这个泉源从里面涌流的话呢？
If every brother and sister allows this living spring come out from you.
哇，弟兄姊妹，这个教会中间充满活水呀！
Oh, brother and sister, this church will be filled with living water.
那个侍奉敬拜就是活的。
And that service, that worship is living.
并且我们晓得这个泉源呢，它是永不止息的。
And we also know that the spring never ceases.
哎呀，这个对我来讲是何等大的恩典。
Oh, to me, what a great grace it is.
这么多年过来了。
So many years have left.
啊，每次有时候一连串的信息讲完之后呢。
A lot of times when I finish a series of sermons,
当我心里面开始担忧了，下面还有什么东西可以讲呢？
And I started worrying my heart that what more could I say?
其实我不应该担忧。
But I really should not be worried.
因为这是活泉，所以它永流不停的。
Because this is living water, it wells up incessantly.
今天我们有时候跟随主啊。
Today when we say we follow the Lord,
我们这个生活呢，这个断断续续的啊。
Our life, living seems to be fragmented.
就是因为呢，你不够活在这个生命的活泉里面。
It's because you're not living in this a spring of living water.
当这个泉源涌流的时候
，When this spring wells up,
你还会干渴吗
？Will you thirst?
你不会干渴。
You won't.
你会有满足的快乐。
You will have this pleasure, this satisfaction.
这是神给我们的很大的恩典。
And this is the tremendous great grace God has given us.
并且，我们基督徒生活中有一个很重要的生活，叫做清洁的生活。
And also in our Christian living, there is something so important. It's called clean living.
弟兄姊妹，你如何过清洁的生活
？Brothers and sisters, how do you live a clean life?
我们常常想啊
，We often think,
最好把这个不要碰，那个不要摸。
If we do not touch this, don't handle other things.、
把家里面一切所有的这些不符合主圣意东西，统统把它丢出去。
Throw away everything that's not according to the will of God.
但是我们晓得，今天我们所活在的世界啊
，But today the world which in which we live
是一个最肮脏的世界
，is the dirtiest world.
这个世界到处都会叫你碰见污秽的。
And wherever you go in this world, you will see this defilement.
对，对有些基督徒来讲，想要过清洁的生活，觉得很困难。
So to many Christians, it's very difficult to lead a clean life.
哎呀，我们眼睛所看的
，the things that are our eyes see，
耳朵所听的。
That our ears hear,
生活中所接触的
，anything we touch upon in our life,
到处都是污秽的
，everywhere is filthy.
那么弟兄姊妹，你怎么样能够过一个清洁的生活
？So brothers and sisters, how do you live this clean life?
你要活在这个活泉的里面。
That is to live in this spring of living water.
你看看这里，如果一个泉源在这里冒水
，You see if you see this a spring welling up water.
你要把任何脏的东西丢上去的话，它都给你冲走了，对不对？
If you throw any dirty things on it, it will be washed away.
这是一个很自然的东西。
This is such a natural.
这不需要你努力的。
You don't have to do some certain, make any extra effort.
所以一个活在活血里面的人呢，
So a person who lives in this living,
没有任何的东西能够污染他的。
None of the things would defile him.
啊，这是何等的福气啊！
Oh, what a blessing this is.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Beloved,
我看见有好多弟兄姊妹，当他活在这个生命里面的时候呢，
I see so many brothers and sisters when they live in this life.
他的生活是简单，是清洁的。
Their life is simple and clean.
啊，他不爱这个世界，不碰这个世界，一点都不勉强的。
They do not love the world or touch the world. This is not something being forced upon him.
你这个东西进不来的。
Because these things cannot enter into him.
所以有很多时候，弟兄姊妹，当我们生活中被很多败坏的事物所包围的时候
，So brothers and sisters, when we are surrounded by so many corrupt things,
你如果里面有了生命的活泉在里面
，If you have this living spring within you,
那个活泉自然的。就把这些污秽的东西把它冲走了。
The living spring will be very readily to wash away all the dirty things.
所以这个泉源是多么的重要。
Oh, so this spring is so important.
所以撒迦利亚书告诉我们。
Therefore, Zechariah,
在末后的日子，
at the end of the last day,
神为耶路撒冷和犹大家开一个活泉。
God will make this a living spring for the inhabitants of Jerusalem.
能够洗出所有一切的污秽。
And David's house to wash away all the impurity.
今天个人基督徒生活的洁净要靠这个泉水。
Today, the personal Christian living has to be purified by this living water.
整个教会里面的清洁靠这个泉水。
The cleanness of the whole church also depends on the spring of living water.
我们在侍奉上常常有弟兄们跟我讲说，哎呀，那个不对，要禁止他，那个不对。我说你这个禁止来。这边刚刚推出去，那边又进来了。
In our services, the brothers often tell me, "No, this is not right. We have to prohibit it. We should not do this." But I would tell them,
防不胜防。
You know, when you stop this one, the other comes in. There's simply there's no way to prevent all these things from happening.
我说弟兄啊，让我们来注意生命。
So I simply told him, brother,
教会中只要生命的光景丰盛，这些东西都不会进来的。
That emphasis on life, as long as there is fullness, richness of life, none of these things will come in.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so, beloved,
我们何等需要能够明白主所给我们的生命是一个活水的泉源。
How much we need to understand this, the very life that the Lord has given to us is this life of the spring of living water.
我们知道在旧约中啊，
In Old Testament,
有一般人被称作先知。
A group of people are called prophets.
啊，这个先知啊，那个希伯来原文的意思就是如泉涌出。
And prophet in Hebrew's original simply means like a well.Spring welling up.
这很简单的就说明说当时的以色列的百姓落在枯干的光景中了，但只有这般人他们有活泉。
It simply tells us that in those days people were falling into the dry as condition of dryness, but only these people they are springs of living water.
神不是要得罪一般特殊的人。
God is not speaking of special people.
他们是一般正常的人。
They are simply normal ones.
他们不仅能替神说话。
Not only would they speak for God.
弟兄姊妹，他们更是在这个整个干旱大地中的活泉。
But also they are the living spring among the land of parchment and dryness.
所以先知无论到哪里，生命就到哪里。
So wherever the prophets go, the life comes.
他们不仅是自己活，又是使整个国家都活。
Not only they are they living, but also they make the whole country alive.
所以你在旧约圣经里面读到这些先知们的这些故事。
So in the Old Testament, you read all of the stories of Old Testament, the prophets.
你看，比方说撒母耳，先知撒母耳。
For example, Samuel the prophet.
撒母耳是一个全然为神而活的生命。
He has this life totally dedicated to live for God.
哇，因着撒母耳一个人被主兴起来。
And because of Samuel, this one person raised up by God.
神借着他现在带进了一个生命的活泉。
God is able to bring in this spring of living water just through him.
结束了。
Finishes the above 400 years of dark time.
我们读撒母耳记上书，晓得那个时候以色列人的光景已经是何等的黑暗， 是何等的可怕。
When we read 1 Samuel, we can understand in those days the Israelite condition are so corrupt, so dreadful. But we thank God.
只要有一个人能把生命的活泉带进来,
as long as one person is able to bring in this spring of living water,
整个光景就大改变,
the whole condition is so changed.
结束那个荒凉,
and to wrap up this desolation.And usher in this restoration.
像以利亚也是一样。
Just like Elijah.
那么在亚哈的年间，以色列国最黑暗的时候。
In the days of Ahab, when the days of Israelites are the darkest.
这位烈火的先知。
This prophet of fire.
他在黑暗中带来了光明。
In darkness, he brings in light.
他把生命的活泉带到以色列百姓当中。
He brings in this spring of living water into the midst of the people.
扑灭众偶像。
And cast away all the idols.
迎接了复兴。
Ushering this revival.
以利沙也是一样。
Elisha is the same way.
因为这个人是。
Because this person is God's living spring.
所以他就成了以色列百姓的保障。
He has become the stronghold of all Israelites.
他身上有复活的大能。
In him there is this power of resurrection.
他能够接续以利亚，维持这个复兴的光景。
He is able to continue the state of revival after Elijah.
我想圣经中记载了许多的先知们的故事。
I believe the Bible records so many stories of the prophets.
因为先知们就是如泉涌出的这种生命。
Because prophets have this life as wells, springs welling up.
他能解决那个世代的那个干旱。
To solve all the drought of their days.
我们都知道。在耶利米书里面
We all know that in Jeremiah
耶利米说了很重的两句话
Jeremiah speaks such two heavy harsh words
是耶和华所要说的接着他
That's what the Lord wants to say but through him
他说我的百姓做了两件恶事
My people have committed two evils
第一个就是离弃我这活水的泉源。
First, they have forsaken me, the spring of living water.
第二个就是凿出个池子，是一个破裂不能盛水的。
They have dug up this cistern which cannot hold water.
我们知道这两句话后面背后有一个背景。
We know there is this background behind these statements.
因为当时以色列人中间，他们有些有钱人呢，他们就想要挖池子。
Because in those days, those rich people would like to dig wells.
弟兄姊妹，你知道啊，在以色列地啊，要挖池子很困难的。
Brother and sister, you know it's very difficult to dig wells in the land of Israel.
因为以色列地啊，大部分都是石头地。
Because most of the land is the land of stone.
那里的石头呢是非常硬的。
Very hard.
所以呢，他们就请了那些工匠呢，在一个大的石头上面呢。
They would hire craftsmen to come to dig the well on the on this stone.
很多池子呢，可能要挖上一年呢，才可能挖出来。
A lot of time it took a year to dig through this well.
所以有一家人呢，他们有钱就雇了工匠呢，大概花了一年的时间呢，在一个大石头上面挖出个池子。
So a rich family hired these craftsmen and took about a year to dig this well on this.
那么挖了池子之后，池子挖好了，很高兴，把附近的邻居啊，通通找来啊，要来庆祝。
So they were so happy. So after the work was done, they just invited all the neighbors and friends.
所以邻居们呢，通通跑来了，看他家挖了池子。
So they all came to see the cistern they dug.
所以这个主人就吩咐开始放水。
And the house owner would say, "Now that's putting water."
结果没有想到，这水一放进去，就发现。这个池子有裂缝了，石头裂。
Never did they think that once they put in the water, there were cracks in the cistern.
所以那个水就流得光光的。
All the water simply flowed out.
啊，所有的邻居们都笑了，大家都嘲笑他。
So all the neighbors laughed at the owner.
你花了这么大的功夫挖了个池子，结果是个裂的、破裂的、不能盛水的池子。
With so much labor that you came up with a cracked cistern.
所以神就用这件事情来指责以色列的百姓。
Therefore, God using this very matter to rebuke Israelites.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Beloved，
当以色列百姓能够全然依赖神的时候
，When Israelites could totally rely on the Lord，
他们可以说是过着一个最富足的生活。
Then they could live this richest life，
是个心灵里面得满足的生活。
This life satisfy them innerly。
但他们不要这个活水的泉源。
But when they did not want this spring of living water，
他们凭自己的努力了，想挖个池子了。
And by their own efforts， they tried to dig a well to save water。
你知道这个故事啊
？You know this story。
对我也是一个很重要的提醒。
To me also serves such an important reminder.
哎呀，我常常在主面前感谢主啊。
Often before the Lord, I thank Him.
我说还好我年轻时候没有去挖池子。
Oh, thank God that I did not dig this well while I was young.
如果我一天到晚去挖池子啊。
If I dug wells all the day.
我想我后来一定后悔。
And that I know I would regret very much later on.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
主让我里面有一个小小的生命的泉源。
The Lord had given me this little spring of living water.
那是多么多么宝贵的一件事情。
Oh, what a precious thing this is.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So beloved.
我们今天不需要为着这许多外面的情况你来忧虑什么。
We don't have to worry about all those external situations.
你要知道主给我们的生命是一个活的一个全源的生命。
You have to know this. The very life the Lord has given to us is a living life. It's like a spring of living water.
如果你活在这个全源的里面
，If you live in this spring of living water,
你的生活就是很有滋润的。
Then your life will be so well nourished.
啊，你这是活得很清脆。
And you will live such a fresh life.
所以我们要感谢我们的神。
We want to thank our God.
啊，今天他把他的话告诉我们。
Today he has shown us his word.
一个重生得救的人。
That a person who is born again.
主在我们里面赐下了活水。
The Lord has given us this living water.
这个是要永流直到永远的一个活水。
Which will well up into eternity.
所以到了启示录那里。
So when we come to Revelation.
神的话特别告诉我们说。
God's word especially.
神要把这个活泉呢，这白白的赐给那些口渴的人。
God will give this living spring to those who thirst freely.
我们都知道到了启示录啊。
We all know when we come to Revelation.
这是神在末世给我们的提醒。
This is the reminder that God has given to us.
我们将要面临的是一个大荒凉的时代。
That we will face this great time of desolation.
啊，所以你知道做基督徒有的时候啊，真的时候也是为难。
So you know, as Christians, sometimes we are put in such a dilemma.
当我们看见这个世界难处很多啊，这个世界越来越不好的时候呢，有的时候我们跟世人一样，我们也忧心忡忡，对不对？
When we see all the worldly problems, the world has gone from bad to worse, then we're just like the rest of the world worrying about it.
但是你如果按照神的话来讲的话呢？
But according to God's word,
你应该高兴啊！
You should rejoice.
这个世界越来越坏，我们基督徒越高兴，为什么？得赎的日子近了。
The worse the world becomes, the better, the more we should be happy because our day of redemption draws near.
所以我常常跟我们弟兄姊妹讲，我说我们也不能，这样祷告。我们说主啊，求你叫这个世界越来越坏。
However, I say this to my brothers. I cannot tell God, saying, "Lord, make the world from bad to worse."
如果你真心要催促主来的话。
If you really want to hasten the Lord,
你好像应该这样祷告，对不对？
Shouldn't you pray like this?
哎呀，我常常听见弟兄姊妹祷告，主啊，你要救美国啊，你要救这个环境啊。
I often hear our brothers and sisters pray, "Oh Lord, save America, change this environment."
那我心里面想说，你还想不想主回来啊？
Then in my heart, I would say, "Do you really want the Lord to return?"
这个世界给你越祷告越好，主就不要回来了。
If the world becomes better and better, the Lord will not return.
所以我们基督徒有个矛盾。
So we have this contradiction here.
不过你放心，你还是好好祷告，求主保守这个环境，让这个环境更好吧。
But still rest assured, you still pray to the Lord.
你这样祷告没有错。
Watch over the environment so that it could become better.
但主会不会听我们不知道。
You can pray like this, it's right, but I don't know if the Lord will hear.
因为主权在他嘛，对不对？
You could pray like this, however, the sovereignty is in His hand.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So beloved.
我们处在
一个大荒凉的时代。
We now in this great age of desolation.
我们不能像世人一样的生活。
We should not live as the world.
我们里面要有一个渴慕。
Within us, we have to have this longing.
所以这个活水
，this living water,
是神赐给要的人。
It's given to those who want.
因为你忽略它，你不要它，所以这个活水在里面它也不涌了。
If you neglect it, you do not want it, the living water will not well up in you.
所以要感谢神。
So we need to thank God.
这个生命的活泉在里面。
This spring of living water is in us.
它能够做无限量的一个供应。
It would give us this provision that does not end.
所以我们希望每个弟兄姊妹里面的这个泉源都是在那里永留的一个泉源。
So I hope every brother and sister has this living spring which wells up incessantly.
我们记得在创世纪里面有个故事啊。
We recall that in Genesis we read this story.
这是以撒的故事。
This is the story of Esau.
这个以撒呢，这个一生呢，我们看见他也没有做过什么大事情。
Throughout his life, we see that he didn't do many great things.
他最大的成就就是挖了四口井。
The greatest achievement that he had is to dig up four wells.
他的爸爸呢，筑了四个坛。
His father built four altars.
雅各呢，立了四根柱子。
Jacob,
他的儿子立了四根柱子。
Jacob set up four pillars.
那么他呢，就挖了四口井。
And Esau dug four wells.
你读创世纪第二十六章的时候呢
？In Genesis 26, if you read.
那个时候，这个以撒呢，这个在一个地方。
Now at a certain place, Esau.
圣经记载说呢，他把他父亲亚伯拉罕从前所挖的那个井呢，重新把它挖出来。
He dug up again the well his father Abraham dug before.
因为那些井呢，后来被非利士人呢，把一个个的用土啊，用脏东西把它堵死了。
Because those wells dug by Abraham were stopped up by Philistines with earth with all the dirty things.
所以他就挖出一个井之后，活水起来之后，结果呢，别人就把它抢走。
After he dug this spring that ushering out water, other people would come to take it away.
后来又挖了一口井。
And then he did it again, another well.
那么又被抢走了。
And taken away again by other people.
他也不灰心，就再挖第三口井。
However, he was not discouraged and did it a third time.
第三口井一挖，就没有人来争了。
The third well was dug, nobody came to fight with him.
神给他恩典。
And God gave him grace.
后来到别斯巴的时候，他又挖出了一口井。
And then at Bathsheba, he dug another well.
所以我们说以撒你一生做了什么事情，他说没做什么，就挖了四口井。
If we ask what has Esau done all his life, nothing, just dug four wells.
但是四口井非常的重要。
However, these four wells are so important.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Beloved，
我们里面这个活水的泉源是不是被很多的东西已经把它堵死，已经不再涌水了？
Within us, the spring of living water is it stopped up by so many things? It does not well up water anymore.
如果是这样的情形，
If it is so,
我们要靠神的恩典，
by God's grace,
把这个活泉重新把它挖起来。
We need to dig up this spring of living water again.
弟兄姊妹们。
Beloved,
我们要过着一个如泉涌出一样的生活。
We need to live a life as a spring welling up water.
这个才能给我们带来真正的满足。
Only this will bring us this.
给我们带来新鲜活泼的生活。
Bring us this vivacious and this fresh life.
才真正的给我们带来清洁的生活。
And truly, it will bring us this clean life.
所以你看，在旧约他们献祭的时候
，So you see in Old Testament when they offer
sacrifices, 他们有时用水都用活水。
When they use the water, they use the running water.
神要叫他们用活水。
God wants them to use this running water, this
living water. 这就是告诉我们说呢，神不要那个死水。
That tells us that God does not want that dead water.
所以我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
今天他已经把他的生命赐给了我们。
Today he has given us his life.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters.
约翰就借着过去主所行的这些事。
John, using all the things the Lord used to do,
重新地提醒神的百姓,
once again reminds God's people,
今天我们不仅我们要重视这个生命,
today, not only do we emphasize this life,
我们要知道我们自己里面有生命,
we have to know that we have this life within.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们还应当过着一个活泉涌出的
Beloved, we also have to live a life as a spring that wells up this living water.
如果你真的明白了这件事情,
if you really understand this matter,
你回到了主所给你的这个祝福的里面,
when you return to the very blessing the Lord has bestowed upon you,
你可以说对外面很多事物的这个依赖就不需要。
Then you no longer lean on so many external things.
当地上人正处在一种最干旱的光景中的时候,
on earth, when people live in this the situation that has such a drought,
愿主把我们重新带回到这个生命的地方,
may the Lord bring us back into this life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
beloved,
我们知道今天地上的教会,
we know that today on earth the church,
在生命这个点上重大的失落,
on the very point of life has greatly lost,
有重大的忽略,
and has so greatly neglected it,
忽略到一个地步了, 好像变成没有生命一样,
they overlook it so much to the point that as though they do not have life.
这是何等可惜的一件事情,
oh, it's what a pitiful thing.
在第一个世纪的时候,
in the first century,
当教会有了这种的偏离,
when the church has gone astray,
所以神就借着使徒约翰, 在这里把他们重新带回来,
God, using the Apostle John, once again returns them.
今天在这个时代当中,
and today, in our age,
神仍旧借着这个执事,
God continues to use this ministry,
在我们中间要做这个恢复的工作,
to perform this work of recovery in our midst.
愿我们在这个末后的时代,
let all of us in these last days,
真的能成为有耳可听的一般百姓,
will become those people who really could hear with ears.
弟兄姊妹, 你为你个人生活,
brothers and sisters, for your personal living,
你需要回到这个生命里面,
you need to return to this life.
你为了整个教会的生活,
and also for the whole church life,
你需要回到这个生命的里面,
you need to return to life.
愿我们在地上为主所做的见证是一个生命的见证,
let all the testimony that we bear on earth for the Lord is this testimony of life.
同时因为我们有这样的生活, 我们就能蒙保守,
and because we have this kind of living, then we could be kept by
him.
We could be delivered from all this frightening environment.
Yeah,
may the Lord bless all our brothers and sisters. Shall we please bow our heads and have a further word of prayer?
主啊,我们满心地感谢你,
oh Lord, we are filled with thanksgiving.
你所赐给我们的生命,
that the life you have bestowed upon us,
是一个活水泉源的生命,
is the life of the spring of the living water.
并且你告诉我们, 你所赐的活水要在我们里面成为泉源, 一直涌到永生,
and this life, living water, will well up into eternity.
愿这些日子, 所有的泉源都开始涌起水来,
oh Lord, let all the living springs welling up living water in these days.
不仅解决我们个人的干渴,
not only does it satisfy all our thirst,
也能解决我们周遭所有人的干渴,
but also satisfy all the thirst of mine.
我们感谢你,
and we thank you. You are the very spring of the living water. You have brought into us this precious life.
主啊,
Lord, in this end time,
当地上许多光景产生混乱的时候,
when all the chaotic situations are happening,
愿你的百姓知道怎样回到你这个,
let your people know how to return to this spring of living water, so that we could be supplied in your life.
主啊,我们求你救我们脱离所有一切, 那些限制我们的东西,
Lord, we ask you deliver us from all the bondage,
把你的教会, 带回到生命的路上。
Bring your church back to the pathway of life.
我们低头敬拜你。
We bow our heads and we worship you.
垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the name of the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.